Thank you very much, Rob. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on The Download on 720 WGN. And, you know, a week ago, the cover story in the Chicago Reader really sparked an outrage in Chicago's theater community, or at least it brought a spotlight to what was going on. The story focused on the, as of yesterday, recently shuttered Profiles Theater in the Buena Park neighborhood in Chicago. It was a small storefront theater that gained a reputation for putting up some pretty powerful productions, but within the local acting scene, Profiles also created a reputation where abuse of actors was commonplace. The co-writer of that cover story is Amy Levitt. She is a staff writer at the Chicago Reader. And by the way, you can check out chicagoreader.com if you'd like to check out that story. Amy is here with us in the Allstate Showcase studio this evening. Hi, nice to see you.
Hi, nice to see you too. Thanks for inviting me.
You are quite welcome. I think this story, I mean, it's to someone who is not part of the local theater scene, it's not comprehensible. It's like, how could this happen? And so the first thing I want to ask you is, your piece got a lot of attention, and yesterday Profiles, I mean, quite literally yesterday, Profiles Theater announced that they were closing. Did you have any idea that this story would cause this much commotion?
No. And we didn't expect an impact so quickly. We thought, you know, maybe it'll take time. People will have to look things over.
And the speed or the rate, I think, at which people started, you know, tweeting this and posting it and talking about it, I mean, it was like wildfire.
The Chicago theater community is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Also, they were poised for this. They were waiting. They knew the story was coming. And they were just waiting to put it out there and say, look what is happening here.
And so let's talk about the story, because when I say that there was and there is abuse in the theater scene, I think to someone on the street, you might say, well, what the heck are you talking about? So what is the story when it comes to Profiles? What was going on?
Well, I think it's different if you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a young woman, you feel kind of powerless and you want to be in this theater and you want to do a good job and you're getting these important roles. And then, you know, weird things are happening. You don't know any better because you don't know what theater is supposed to be like. You know, you're right out of college or whatever. And then, you know, things happen and you don't know. You have the right to say no, or you're afraid to say no. And if you see something happening to somebody else, you're thinking, well, what do I do? Or you're manipulated into thinking, well, there's something wrong with the other person and the abuser is punishing them. The abuser is right.
And you know, when it comes to theater, just in general, it's insanely competitive.
Oh, yes.
And so you have people who want to do anything to get these roles. And again, it is different if you're a woman. Absolutely. And if you're a woman, you want to get these roles and you got to play the game. Right. So that's in part what was going on. So when we talk about Profiles itself, so this is a theater company, like I said, that has or had a reputation of doing some pretty powerful productions. So a lot of emotion, violence in their productions. Tell us the story of what was going on there for many years, because from your piece, it seems like it centers around this guy, Daryl Cox.
Yeah, Daryl Cox. He was the artistic director, well, co-artistic director. And this was like his kingdom, I think. He was this lead actor. He directed a lot of the productions. Even when he wasn't directing the productions, he would be the one giving notes. He was just a very powerful personality. I mean, he was this theater, pretty much.
And so he is in a position of this power. He's an actor, a co-artistic director.
He's an incredibly talented actor, I should say.
Award-winning.
Yes, four Jeff Awards.
And so what happens then? So people start to come to this theater. They hear about Profiles, first of all, because it's getting this reputation that this small storefront theater in Chicago is doing some great stuff. So people want to be a part of it. And I know Tracy Letts was involved, right? He had some show.
That was Killer Joe. That was
right.
Their biggest production.
Yeah. So what specifically was Daryl Cox doing to these actors to make them feel uncomfortable or abuse them?
Well, in theater, there is this thing called fight choreography, where you pretend that you're hurting somebody, but you don't actually hurt them. And this, it's this illusion, but it's like a compact you have with the audience. You, when you see a fight on stage, the audience, you don't want to think that it's real. You just want to, it makes you feel better if it's pretend. You can just, you know, they come out at the end and they smile and it's great.
Right.
So for these, this particularly one show, Killer Joe, in 2010, there was fight choreography. They had professional choreographers come in and they worked with the cast. And there's a big fight at the end. And, you know, they were taught how to, you know, fall and pretend they were being hit and all this stuff. And then the choreography, just as time went on, it was ignored. The stage manager, who's supposed to stand in and say, you know, be the intermediary between the actors and the director, she said they didn't listen to her. She said that every time she tried to complain, she would be brushed off by the director and the actor. And then Daryl Cox would not, he was the lead actor. He was Joe, Killer Joe.
Right.
He was the one doing the beating up. The actors say he would show up late for performances so they wouldn't have time to address these issues before they went on stage. There's supposed to be something called a fight call before you go on, and you're supposed to go through your moves before each performance and adjust, and they never had that.
So he was actually on stage for real committing this violence.
That is what all the actors and crew members I've talked to have said.
Wow. So he's on stage. He's actually beating people.
Yes.
Hitting people. And the response from the actors was what? Because I like to think that, hey, if I'm an actor and you hit me on stage for real, I'm going to say, hey, dude, after the show, you really clocked me. What was the response from the actors?
The actors, I think they did try to say something and they were ignored, they say. They were, you know, and then after that, they were just, when you're in the middle of an abusive situation, often you don't know that it's an abusive situation. You're just so caught up in things, you cannot see the way out. And it's easy to say from the outside or in retrospect, like, well, you know, I should have done this, or I should have stopped in the middle of the performance and said, no.
Right.
But they wanted to do a good show. They believed in their professionalism, and they believed this is what it takes to be a good actor.
Wow. So this stuff was going on for many years at Profiles?
Yeah. Well, I think Killer Joe was the worst. There were all kinds of other abuses, people say. Like Cox had, if you challenged him or if he got angry with you, he would break character on stage.
Wow.
And he would say to his co-stars, you know, they would say their line and he would say things like, I don't believe you.
Really?
Yes. In the story, one actor said that Cox physically attacked him on stage one night, even though it wasn't in the script.
Wow. And so he was getting away with all this. And we're going to take a quick break, Amy. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how he did continue to get away with this and ultimately what ended up happening to him and why people at Profiles didn't sort of sound the alarms, blow the whistles, whatever you want to say. Amy Levitt is a staff writer at the Chicago Reader. She co-wrote the cover story from last week, talking about Profiles Theater Company that is now closed down as of yesterday. We'll also talk about that, and in part because of this story. It was extremely powerful. So we'll talk more with Amy after a quick break. I'm Mike Steven. This is The Download. I'm filling in for Justin Kaufman this evening. Stay tuned right here to 720 WGN. Going to Milwaukee in July. That's very cool. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. This is The Download. In the Allstate Showcase studio with me this evening is Amy Levitt. She is a staff writer at the Chicago Reader. She has the cover story last week in the Reader about the Profiles Theater Company and the abuse that was happening to the actors at that theater. You can go on to chicagoreader.com if you'd like to check out that story. By the way, it is not a short story.
No, it is not.
And I think that's great that the Reader still has long-form journalism like that, because there are a lot of components to what was going on here. So I think it's a really powerful read. We were talking about this actor, artistic director, Daryl Cox at Profiles Theater, and how he was in this position of power and he was abusing people on stage. There was also some sexual abuse on stage.
Yes, he had a tendency to date his leading ladies and other people within the theater, sometimes multiple ones at once. And he could, those relationships, the women say, were abusive as well.
And so what ended up happening? Because this was going on for a while. But when we talk about Daryl Cox as sort of the person who is the main force behind this, we ask the question, well, what happened to him? Ultimately, what happened to him?
Well, a lot of people didn't speak up for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he would say threatening things like, I will ruin you, or I will make my influence known. And people were afraid he would destroy their careers. And then a lot of these women, too, they left town. They stopped acting. They just went away and they didn't talk about it. And the people within the theater, they didn't know, because people would leave and they wouldn't come back. So, you know, and a lot of people thought this was only happening to them. They felt a very, that was another thing that abusers do. They isolate you and they make you feel like you're the only one that feels this way, and that everything is upside down and you don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore.
And so when we talk about Daryl Cox, obviously the cat's out of the bag. Did he ever, I don't want to say get his just dues, or was there any justice that were, that was brought to him? What happened to Daryl Cox?
Well, we started working on the story about 2 years ago. My co-writer, Christopher Pyatt, he was talking to people. There were all these rumors and, you know, it's a lot of smoke and they just sounded too unreal and nobody believed them because no one who had actually experienced these things ever came forward. And then a friend of his said, you know, I've met people who have had these experiences. So Christopher started looking into it. And then a few months later, this actress named Lori Myers posted something on Facebook about rumors that she had heard. And all these people direct messaged her right away saying, is it this theater? And she started a secret Facebook group called Not in Our House. And they started a support group. And they also started writing a code of conduct for non-equity theaters. Non-equity, they're not part of the union, so they don't have the union protection.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of the time of profiles when the abuses were happening, it was non-equity.
Okay. And do we know where Daryl Cox ended up, though? Because we talk about like what this guy was doing, and the story comes out, and you see a lot of people saying, well, let's bring this guy to justice. Let's give this guy some punishment. But where is he?
We don't know. He issued a statement on Facebook last Friday night,
really
late, you know, when everyone in the theater community was in rehearsal or, you know, performing or whatever. And he said he was also a proponent of workplace, preventing workplace harassment. And he urged everyone to read the story. And he said that he had been made the villain of the piece. And he wanted to meet with people and discuss these issues. But he never apologized, which made people very angry.
Huh. So he did respond to the allegations.
He did respond. Yeah. And it was kind of a non-response, but he responded.
This is, I mean, to hear that something goes on like this, it's unbelievable because, you know, in a way, it's like you think about a theater, and even though Profiles was this small 50-seat theater.
It grew, actually. It expanded a few years ago.
Okay.
So there were two theaters now. There's the 50-seat theater, and then there's a 100-seat theater.
But still relatively, when we talk about theater, you know, an intimate experience, you have people in the room and you think, well, look, this is a safe space because I'm surrounded by a group of 50 or 100 people that obviously if something's going wrong, maybe they would do something, but they don't know. It's part of the show.
I've talked to people who saw that performance of Killer Joe several over the past few days, and they said they just felt really weird about it. It seemed too intense to be real, but they believed in the illusion of theater. That is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And this abuse, we were talking about this off the air, still goes on in other theaters.
We have an email at the end of the story, tips@chicagoreader.com, and people have been writing to us. It's been terrible just hearing about all the things that they endure, the things that people think they can do to other people just because it's their art or because they have power in this tiny, tiny realm.
And Profiles Theater has now shut down, effective last night?
That's what yesterday. They put up the notice on their Facebook page. I mean, not their Facebook page. Yeah, they did put it on their Facebook page and their Twitter and their website. And the Facebook and Twitter are now gone, so you can't read the statement in its natural habitat anymore, though it's been reprinted many times.
Right. And check out chicagoreader.com. I know you, Amy, wrote about the latest updates with that. And we don't know who, but somebody took a bunch of readers and sort of like wallpapered the front of Profiles Theater.
Yeah, those were a bunch of actresses. They were very angry. They were not affiliated with Not in Our House, which does not condone vandalism. They were very clear about that. But yeah, they were just the community is extremely angry.
And they should be, because this, I mean, on no planet, nowhere should this ever exist. It's disgusting. And I mean, the story is incredibly disturbing and powerful. And I'm glad you wrote about it, because
Thank
we need
you.
To know about it.
Well, it happens not just in theater. It happens, there's been talk of it happening in the comedy scene. Mm-hmm. It happens in art schools. I've heard stories about that. I was in a creative writing program, and it happened there, too. It's not just the theater.
Man, it's sad that this does happen, but it does happen. So we have to keep talking about it and get it out there. And I'm glad that you did, Amy. Again, Amy Levitt is the co-author of the cover story in last week's Chicago Reader. You can get it online now, chicagoreader.com. It's all about the Profiles Theater Company in the Buena Park neighborhood in Chicago. There is, like you said, a number and an email at the end of that article. If you are a victim of this, there is help. And I'm deeply appreciative of you doing that.
Well, we're not offering the help, I just want to say.
You're not offering the help.
Yeah, but in the story we have do list resources for help.
Exactly.
And you can share your story with us.
Sounds good. Amy Levitt, thank you so much for coming by the studio tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
You got it. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman. We'll take a short break here on The Download. Be right back after these with a look at the news here on 720 WGN.